Praise the Lord. Well, today we're going to continue our study on God's calendar for the believer, and specifically God's calendar for the believer post your last breath. Now, one of the topic of our study today is a contrast look. I want to call it a 30,000 foot flyover of the distinction between the rapture and the second coming. Now, if you have your Bibles, I'm going to ask you to turn your Bibles with me to Daniel chapter 12, verse 2. We're going to see the scripture that talks and exposes two resurrections. Okay, and just let me give you a little insight to the two. One is for the righteous, and the other for the wicked. Okay, so here in Daniel chapter 12, verse 2, very famous passage of scripture, beautifully written, as is all. But this is very helpful in seeing that the resurrection is mentioned in the Old Testament. In Daniel chapter 12, I'm going to read 1 down to 2 here, and just let me know if you're ready. Okay, everybody with me? It says, "At that time Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people, and there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time your people shall be delivered, everyone who is found written in the book." It says in verse 2, "And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake." Now here's the distinction, Daniel chapter 12, 2b. And it denotes two types of the resurrection. All right, with me? It says, some to shame and everlasting contempt. Some to everlasting life. So you have some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt. So there you have the Old Testament example that teaches us about the resurrection. Now, when you think of the resurrection of the righteous, you have to begin with 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20. Turn there with me, please. In this passage, what you'll see is that Christ Jesus, without his resurrection, there is no hope for anyone else to be raised from the dead, right? So our hope must be, it is in Christ, thank you, Lord, and we have the hope of being raised from the dead because he was raised from the dead, right? And so here it is in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20. It says here in this passage, 1 Corinthians 15, beginning in verse 20. It says, And let me back up to 19, because verse 19 is what I mentioned last week, and I just mentioned it again this morning, or this afternoon. It says in verse 19, "If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men the most pitiable." In other words, if your life only consists of your expectation of tomorrow, and then tomorrow, and then tomorrow, and you're not looking beyond the grave, God says that you're pitied. You should be pitied. In other words, he's saying, stop ignoring what I've said about your future, because your faith and your hope and your joy will be greatly hindered if you're not setting your heart on things above. Point. All right, with me? So the Bible teaches us about the resurrection of the righteous. We just heard it in Daniel chapter 12, verse 2. And in verse 20, it says, catch this, meaning the beginning of our hope is that Christ was raised from the dead, and for those that are found in Christ can expect to be raised from the dead. With me so far? In verse 20, it says, "But now Christ is risen from the dead and has become," what? "The first fruits of those who have fallen asleep." Verse 21, "For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection from the dead. In verse 22, for as in Adam all die, so in Christ, how many? All shall be made alive. It says, but each one in his own order. Key point there. There's an order to the resurrection of the righteous. Christ